Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So we've got Congress still debating whether big tech is censoring people in election meddling. That's like debating in the year 2020 if Hitler was a Nazi. It's just absolutely insane. Or debating whether Winston Churchill was British. And meanwhile, the UN is on documents, it's on masks, it's on drugs, it's on the news that, oh, this is WHO approved. Sorry, we only do what the WHO says. And they say these three tests are the only tests to test for COVID. And all three tests are designed to give off-the-chart false positives. And they even admit it. It's built-in definition fraud, where if they say a baby is dead, even though it's kept alive, they're allowed to keep it alive and then later harvest its organs because they legally said they didn't resuscitate it. And so look at these headlines. I just showed you last segment, NBC News, BBC, all of them. Lancet retracts large study on hydroxychloroquine. Researchers restrict and retract botched anti-hydroxychloroquine study, which was used to attack Trump. Here's BBC. Coronavirus influential study on hydroxychloroquine was run. Gates-funded hydroxychloroquine studies are designed to kill people. Researchers retract botched hydroxychloroquine, Zero Hedge. Comes out they added 600,000 people to the list that had COVID that didn't. I mean, it's just all lies. Meanwhile, they don't tell you that in these articles. Twitter censors Trump by completely removing his tweet for first time. InfoWars, it tells you what happened. Look at these headlines. Newsweek. Trump has video he shared of doctor wrongly saying hydroxychloroquine can cure coronavirus. Removed. The video's removed. The tweet's removed. And they go on to say the WHO says in a study it's no good, even though all the other studies show it's amazing. But doctors should be allowed to say what they want in a press conference, and it's put out. And if something's wrong, they can be sued for it. But it's not wrong. So based on a fake study that the UN uses, the Trump can't tweet, the president's being censored because the UN said so as the authority, and the medical doctor's video at their press conference, we can roll some of that for you. It's on InfoWars.com. A mirror of it is taken down. Trump shared video later taken down for providing false information about COVID-19, Yahoo News says, French news agency. And then you read it, it's like, yep, the UN says it's not true. Okay, censor the president, UN said. Those doctors aren't UN approved. Well, shut them down. Trump Jr. suspended by Twitter for posting misleading and potentially harmful information about coronavirus that his father retweeted. London Independent. Well, you shut that man down then. Thank goodness we've got censors in charge. Twitter partially suspends Donald Trump Jr. for sharing hydroxychloroquine video. And then they attack one of the doctors. I mean, it just goes on and on. Folks, you got to read this Newsweek article of all places. Has a professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health who lists hundreds of studies on hydroxychloroquine and how it's saving lives. This just came out a few days ago. Todd Henderson, professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health, he's offered over 300 peer-reviewed publications and currently holds senior positions on the editorial boards of several leading journals. He goes on to say there is no doubt that hydroxychloroquine saves almost everyone that uses it, if taken in the early stages. He says patients are dying needlessly because they're being told don't use hydroxychloroquine. The doctors are being told. And he goes on from there. What an important article for you to get. The key to defeating COVID-19 already exists. We need to start using it. Oh, but the United Nations says, according to a withdrawn study, that our president needs to shut his mouth. And everything the UN's told us and Fauci's told us of where it came from, how many it would kill, all of it has been a lie, but they don't care. They just keep doubling down, doubling down, doubling down. But the answer is more doctors going public, more nurses going public, more. Everybody should go picket out front grocery stores and CVS's with these articles and this information. Get aggressive. This is their takeover. Fight it.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back. It's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Gates 2 days ago went on Anderson Cooper, another fellow blue blood, and lied to the world saying they have no connection to Jeffrey Epstein, even though he flew on the airplane with him and stayed at his home, and lied about everything concerning hydroxychloroquine. He owns part of all the big vaccine companies. He has a revolving door. He and Fauci own part of the patents, and it's all coming out even in mainstream news, and the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Here is Gates talking, and then we cut to clips showing what's really going on. Here it is.
So there's a conspiracy theory that one of our viewers asked about. I just want to play that that sound.
What would you say to the fringe portions of the public, like conspiracy theorists, that seem to think that you're somehow responsible for the outbreak?
You warned everybody about this in a TED Talk in 2015. You predicted this would happen.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
There's also a conspiracy theory that you're pushing vaccines because you're going to inject people with a tracking device when they get the vaccine.
We also have ambitious goals for getting vaccine coverage up.
So you can avoid lots of diseases if you've been properly vaccinated.
Once you have a safe and effective vaccine and get that out to almost all of the people on the planet and build the preparatory systems for the next pandemic so you can nip it in the bud, we will go back to normal and economies will recover.
Of course, along with this vaccine comes the new vaccine patch with its ink coating in there, which you can be scannable and readable. I mean, if there's anything getting close to the mark of the beast, you know, this is it. You can't be free. You can't go back into business unless you have the mark through these ink.
This is
dots.
Mark of the beast training wheels.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for a long time.
It's all part of a so-called globalist plot to control the world.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey, together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming?
The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. But let's take a look.
QAnon folks are, you know, which is actually a group that's been targeting me as well lately. They're claiming falsely that I'm somehow connected with Jeffrey Epstein and global cabalists of sex traffickers. It's insane. What do you say to people who believe this stuff? Because, I mean, I'm sure you are inundated by people direct messaging me just insane stuff.
Disturbing allegations about accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein and members of his social circle.
Bombshell accusations point a finger at some rather notable names. In court filings, Giuffre says she became an underage teen sex slave for Epstein, who was later directed by Maxwell and Epstein to have sex with many, quote, powerful men, including numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, and other world leaders. Among those Giuffre names in sworn depositions, British royalty Prince Andrew, former governor and U.N. ambassador Bill Richardson, and the influential former senator from Maine, George Mitchell.
Yeah, the combination of having social media spreading things that are very titillating, to have this pandemic where people are uncertain and, you know, they prefer to have a simple explanation, it's meant that these things are really, you know, millions of messages a day. And people like myself and Dr. Fauci become the target.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
Often the clever thing they do, you know, our foundation has given more money to buy vaccines to save lives.
Because it's all tax-free.
Than any group.
You get foundation money from Rockefellers.
You know, so you just turn that around. You say, okay, we're making money and we're trying to kill people with vaccines or by inventing something. The ultimate solution, the only thing that really lets us go back completely to normal and feel good about sitting in a stadium with lots of other people is to create a vaccine and not just take care of our country, but take that vaccine out to the global population. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000 you know, people who will suffer from that. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium when they might get infected. And at least it's true, we're associated with vaccines, but you actually have, you know, sort of flipped the connection that we have there.
You said use vaccines to reduce population.
Vaccine hesitancy.
So in 2011, the German company CureVac was given $33 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2013, Moderna Therapeutics was given $25 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2015, Inovio was given $45 million for their DNA vaccines, which they also mentioned admitting to using DNA nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is using microscopic or very tiny little robotic organisms, okay? All of these companies are backed by the Gates Foundation or have been associated with the Gates Foundation in some way.
You know, these are well-meaning people. You know, this is a time where people are doing great work. And, you know, so I hope the conspiracy stuff dies down. It's really, the numbers kind of blow my mind. And it's not just the fringe people that you would normally think of.
It's not at all. I mean, I can tell you, I get stuff from people who seem, you know, they have lives, they have families. I don't know if they genuinely believe this, if they've just been misled, but... you know, and for me, it's, you know, they claim I was on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane and going to his island with Tom Hanks or I mean, just insane, crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
What do you, I mean, do you
Bill
think,
Gates right there goes
I know internet companies are looking at this. Do you wish that they would play a role in taking stuff down, which is as democracy?
They're already censoring everywhere.
So we have tried to bring this to the public. It's not.
They're censoring the president right now.
It doesn't work. You know, the media is controlled. So this is why you don't see healthcare professionals and other researchers speak up more. You see some still, but you don't see the group of us. Because we don't feel like we have freedom of speech.
Because, I mean, it does have real-world, you know, it does have real-world impact on vaccines or, you know, a nut showing up to a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. with a gun.
Yeah, in some cases they are taking things down. You know, it's a bad combination, a pandemic and
social media and people looking.
Yeah, they're now taking the president down.
Simple explanation. Who's the bad guy here?
I mean, Gates.
And a lot of that's been connected.
Used to stay with Epstein. They're saying protect Gates, take Epstein stuff down.
In other locations. And, you know, of course, vaccines weren't popular with everybody even before this all.
Because of all the death and destruction.
So, I'm a big believer in getting the truth out.
Oh.
But it's kind of not as titillating to say, you know, Cooper's innocent.
Cooper. When the guy that stays with Epstein's right there. See how the main switch works?
You don't forward that to quite as many people.
Oh, yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
The accusation.
Gates said he never stayed at his house.
The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA... Not being pressured.
Run by
part of that.
All right, let's stop right there. We'll post the full video. There's about a minute left at Bandon Video a little bit later today. I don't know what we're going to call it, but it's going to be up there. Bill Gates destroyed in his own words. I mean, this guy is a eugenicist that wants you and your family dead on record.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting worldwide. Joel Skousen, Marine Corps aviator, patriot, the editor-in-chief at World Affairs Brief, one of the smartest people I know. He's going to be in studio with us for 2.5 hours to talk geopolitics the first 30 minutes, then 2 hours on the globalist mass exodus out of the cities and why they're doing it. In fact, guys, if you print me some articles about elites moving out of cities to escape COVID, moving to private islands, that's the last 6 months. But print earlier articles, elites, billionaires, the rich, moving to New Zealand, other areas to escape financial collapse and war. They're using the COVID crisis as the excuse to shut down the economy before it collapses on its own. They're going to use that to consolidate power. That's why gold is at $2,000 an ounce right now. Side issue. People ask, why don't you have a gold sponsor? Well, we can have plenty of gold sponsors. I believe in gold, but so many of them are bait and switch. So many of them overcharge people. I don't believe in charging people more than 5% over on bullion. If something has numismatic value, maybe 10, 15%. You got to be able to pay, keep the lights on, and you know, have the gold and the silver. Anybody that has it for at cost in a market like this is lying to you. They're just going to take your money and make you wait. But we don't have a gold sponsor because I don't trust any companies that are out there. I am working with someone that I worked with many years ago to try to get them back into the business. But it was hard for them to even operate because they weren't making a big markup. So we are looking by next week to have a gold sponsor for everybody because everybody's been beating my doors down before to get gold. I went out and tried with three other companies. They would sign contracts. They would lie to us. And then when you would call to get, you know, the deal at 5% above spot or whatever, they would try to charge you more. And I will not be part of that. I just will not be part of that. If you want to buy a collector coin, that's great. If you want to, you know, sure, the company we're getting will pitch you stuff that's more expensive or whatever you want. It's just that there's going to be a menu of coins that I'm promoting that are great deals that I'm personally getting myself. And that's just how I am. And so that's why we've not been in the gold game, you know. Came out where Glenn Beck was doing 100% markups on people for gold and silver. 100% markups. That's just outrageous. A collector coin where you pay more because it has a value, sure, you might get your money back on that someday. That's up to you if you want to do it. But the point is, buying stuff that is numismatic, semi-numismatic, stuff that's right at melt cost or whatever, that is absolutely a smart move. I mean, gold should be at $70,000 an ounce. Sorry, I'm digressing. I've been trying to have a gold sponsor for years, and I just am neurotic about only getting you the best deal. And there just aren't many good deals out there. Though, even if you bought it with a big markup a year ago at, you know, $500-$600 an ounce for gold, you're sitting pretty even with a markup of $2,000 right now. I get it. I won't get into Bitcoin. You know, so many people have been scammed by it. I'm not saying Bitcoin itself is bad. It's just that I just can't do it. I know people in this office that have been scammed by Bitcoin. But speaking of scams, vaccines don't work the way they say they do. They're an excuse to add things Trojan horse. Because like the cell phones are Trojan horse. The water is Trojan horse with fluoride. The GMO crops are Trojan horse. All to reduce fertility. And now Bill Gates comes out and Bill Gates wants you to take a forced inoculation to be able to travel. That is a coerced inoculation. Like, oh, you didn't have to take the inoculation to have your digital ID or your digital tattoo. You didn't have to take that chip. If you don't want to get on a bus or a train or an airplane or have a job at a big company or travel across state lines or go to church, because everyone's going to toady around because lawyers run everything now and go, well, 2.5 million didn't die. 150,000 died in the U.S., and most of those died of something else, but we're not going to admit it was a fraud. We're going to say if one life could be saved, we'll never leave our houses again until we've had our shots that sure kill a bunch of people and have side effects that don't even protect you. But it doesn't matter because we want a virtue signal. Well, when you're in the Great Depression and when things are totally collapsing and crime's already up 100% nationwide or more, and when you realize the third world starving to death, just remember all those little goody two-shoes that walk up to you in the grocery store, even in Texas, and say, wear your mask. And I look at them and I say, you know masks don't protect you. Oh, shut up. Well, then there was supposed to be 2.5 million died. Ah, you watch Fox News. So now my comeback is, when they come over and yell at me, I look at them. This just came to me the other day, but now I'm successfully did it again yesterday. I go out a lot. I'm not letting them stop me. This individual comes up, this time a man. It happened at the gas station a few days ago. This was a man. First time it was a woman. And they look at me and they say, and I think all you should do is, they look at me and say, wear your mask. And just look at them. And they'll say, oh, nothing to say, huh? Or, oh, yeah, you're bad. And say, no, I don't want to be cruel to animals, or I don't believe in cruelty to animals. And they're going to say, oh, what are you calling me, an animal, a dog, a bitch? You go, no, a sheep. Bah, bah. And they, both times, shut their mouths and just walked away because they know they're sheep. They know it's a fraud. I try to talk to them nice. A lot of folks, I'll get on an elevator or something, and they'll see I'm not wearing a mask, and they'll say, you care if I take it off? I'm like, no, I know it's a fraud. Oh, thank you. My husband's the same way. He says it's a fraud, but I just want to get in fights with people. And, you know, I read that they're counting for every person that has it, 15 more that don't. And I, yeah, that's true. Most people know what's going on, but they're not speaking up and talking to others. So we should never have complied with the TSA. That was the beginning of the slave training, the groping the kids, going through the body scanners, but the borders are wide open, and they're bringing Muslims in unvetted, and Trump's bad for blocking Muslims from seven countries where they don't even give them real passports, but, oh, you've got to be checked because you're bad. And, oh, a million-plus people die of TB every year, 1.4 million. They just bring the kids in, no testing, put them in school to give your kids the TB. Don't even treat the poor kids coming in that have TB. That's not a problem. Diseases don't exist. They're not an issue. Flip a switch. We can't leave our houses because 150,000 died in the last 6 months, and the whole thing's fraud. So I've got Joel Skousen in here, and I really wanted to read this BBC news article on air, but it's long. Where this woman that's written stuff for MIT and Bill Gates before, that's what she does. She promotes implantable microchips. She's got all these weird witchy poo photos when you type her name in. But everybody tore into her on her Twitter. Absolutely annihilated her on Twitter. She wrote this big article for the BBC. Lena Zeldovich. Pull her up. Lena Zeldovich for me, guys. And Lena Zeldovich, just type her name in. Writes for all these publications pushing implantable microchips, smart toilets that spy on your poop and your pee, and just how good the toaster is spying on you and how good the AI is. And she wrote this huge article about and linked to the MIT and Bill Gates and how great it is, and you're going to have this to buy and sell, and you're going to have this to get on planes, and robots are going to control your life, and it's going to be so good it'll be here within 14, 15 months. And there she is. And she's a creepazoid that left the Soviet Union and brought it here. Got a sneaking suspicion her family and folks probably were right on the tyranny over there, but I guess folks didn't put up with it anymore. So she's here to run our lives again, and she's attached herself to Bill Gates, and all the articles are the same. They're sickening, they're evil, and they sell you on the garbage. So the article's linked up on Infowars.com, where they're openly saying you want to buy and sell, you want to travel, you will take hundreds of Bill Gates shots. He says it'll be five every few months. There's hundreds of new diseases. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Chicago over the weekend with more than 60 people shot and at least 12 killed.
Tragically, this now makes 9 children killed in the city of Chicago over the past 3 weekends.
63 people shot, including 9 juveniles, 12 people dead.
There has been a 50% increase in the number of shooting victims in Chicago compared to last year.
Overnight, President Trump ordering 150 federal law enforcement officers to Chicago.
Tonight, the mayor of Chicago is vowing to fight plans to deploy federal agents in her city.
I'll be darned if I'm going to let anybody, even if their name is Mr. President, bring those kind of troops to our city and try to take off our residents. That's not going to happen in Chicago.
She's clearly unable to control her streets.
She's a radical. They need to toss her out of office.
If necessary, she will file a lawsuit in an effort to stop these actions by the Trump administration.
Black Lives Matter!
2015, Chicago police officers were injured in a clash with protesters who were trying to take down a statue of Christopher Columbus.
Projectiles, including frozen water bottles and firecrackers, were being tossed at those officers who were near the statue on the scene.
Stunning development. Our office has learned that every single one of the St. Louis looters and rioters arrested were released back on the streets by local prosecutor Kim Gardner.
I got work to do.
You just about the Mr. Nancy event? That's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth.
Protesters throwing bottles and fireworks at police officers, while some were caught with knives and other weapons.
All the people arrested in the violent demonstrations and looting on Monday night in downtown St. Louis are now back on the streets.
New York, Atlanta, Philadelphia, all grappling with double-digit increases in shootings.
In New York City, more than 77%. Atlanta, 31%.
President Trump threatening to send federal law enforcement to other major cities.
Mayors from across the country taking swift action, signing a letter requesting immediate removal of federal officers, accusing President Trump of using terror tactics.
Who are these people? Why do they have these kind of uniforms on where they cannot be identified?
When you send camouflage uniformed officers into a city without any clear identification to direct their force at peaceful protesters.
The reason I'm here tonight is to stand with you no matter what.
Your presence here isn't wanted. It's not needed. It is clearly ratcheting up the violence and the vandalism.
And Democratic Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley tweeted at President Trump, "Get your DHS lackey and uninvited paramilitary actions out of my state."
Joe Biden says he is concerned President Trump will try to steal the November election.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
This is a trial run of the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election.
If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
Government's going to kill this guy.
If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
Seriously, Mr. President?
Civil war isn't coming. Civil war is here. With a 97 days out from the election, the ambient background violence of the communist and globalist organizations are being activated so that the police can be demonized ahead of the overthrow of local governments, the surrounding of the White House, and attempt to drive the president from office. I've been telling you that that's Soros' plan for the last 3 years from documents we exclusively got from family members. They got high-level Antifa documents of brigades of groups under the command of Alexander Soros. Soros promptly financed more than 50 lawsuits against us when we got these documents and published them. But Soros is just one front guy of the larger system. Now, every major leader of the Democratic Party, Pelosi, Eric Holder, the former attorney general, Maxine Waters, former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, a Republican. Now Nadler today confronted the attorney general, Bill Barr, and said, "You're planning to use troops to stay in office." They've said they're going to contest the election. The Democrats are. Then if Trump contests it, which we saw in 2000, the Republicans co-contest it, they're saying we're going to remove him. And the Washington Post headline said anyone aiding him will be put in prison, including members of his cabinet. So it's clear that that's their next move. COVID to lock things down. Race riots to be the cover for the overthrow of the elected government. So you better not oppose the overthrow of the government. You hate black people, then it's 98% white communist activists. So Joel Skousen is going to be here for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes, roughly, till the end of the broadcast. He's flown here. He's a pilot, former Marine Corps aviator from Vietnam. He's an author. He's one of the top experts on secure homes and real survivalism. He's traveled the entire world. He's up there in the top two or three people and recognized maybe Yavita, survivalist expert for serious survivalism, not so much about the gear, but where to live and how to be prepared and the lifestyle that allows you to do it. I've known it's the right thing to do for a long time, but I've been in pure offense mode trying to stop this. I tell you now, folks, that I agree with his analysis that in the long term, we're not going to stop this. We can just mitigate it for ourselves and, try to make sure that this whole system we have to go through, this beast system, is not as painful as it would be, and it's about winning people's hearts and minds spiritually ahead of what's going to be coming down. And so we'll discuss it all in the third and fourth hour today. I'll be co-hosting with Joel Scalzi, and he has his maps. He has his fourth edition, A Strategic Relocation, out. And we also co-made a film together. They're both available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are absolutely, totally essential. But we've got about 3 minutes to break. We're going to play some of the Attorney General's confrontation with Nadler. I have two crew members watching the hearings. They say now all the Democrats are saying Trump's a dictator. He's illegitimate. He's sending in troops. I mean, this is now their next big move, in my view. Joel Scalzi of World Affairs Brief. What is your view?
Well, they certainly don't intend to let Donald Trump get reelected. And that's why part of the reason for extending this COVID-19 phony pandemic extensively is to make sure there's no in-person voting, or at least if it's very limited, to have drive-by voting, have voting by mail, all of which is easily corruptible. With all of the thousands of new voters that they brought in and registered, I think it's very, very unlikely that Donald Trump's going to get elected. And I'll tell you, if the Democrats swing the Senate, and it looks like they may be able to, Joni Ernst is in trouble, McSally is in trouble in Arizona, David Perdue is in trouble in Georgia. If they take the presidency and the Senate and have the House, there's going to be hell to pay in the United States. It's going to be they'll stack the Supreme Court with more justices to overcome whatever minority they have with John Roberts always switching sides for them. We're going to get Green New Deal. We're going to get all kinds of gun control, urban federal zoning planning. I mean, this is going to be a nightmare. And I don't think we're ever going to recover.
By the way, I agree with you that Trump is losing right now because of fraud, because of mail-in ballots, but also because he's not on the offense and because of Jared Kushner giving him bad advice. I say that so he'll change course in the next 97 days and hopefully avert this. I'm the guy that told you he was going to win when others weren't and the polls were fake. I know internal polls show him narrowly ahead. Previous internal polls showed him 10 to 15 points ahead. So this is a serious situation.
But I don't think he can get ahead unless he comes out and attacks this coronavirus as it is, as a false pandemic. It's exaggerated. The testing is the key. It's not valid. It's picking up all coronavirus.
I totally agree. You're saying he's got to head on, destroy Gates, destroy Fauci.
He's got to attack this because American people, I've been in a hotel today talking to people in Austin, people pulling down their masks and say, this is ridiculous. I can't live this way. There's a underground current of resistance building. They need a leader. They need someone to have the courage to come out and say, the emperor has no clothes. This has got to stop.
Okay, you just said what everybody needs to hear, and it's the truth, and I meant to start the show with that today. So I want you to come back and say that again, and I want to take a clip of what he just said live, guys, put on the front of the whole show when we archive this today for everybody, because Trump has really dropped the ball, and I don't say that with pleasure. He needs to not be on both sides of this. He needs to destroy Fauci, destroy Gates, destroy the United Nations fraud,
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes into the next hour, we're going to spend an hour and 45 minutes on strategic relocation, on the really safest places to live in the United States, and the different crises and things that are faced, and also other parts of the world. And then hopefully he can take a rest today. Nothing ever needs much. He's a hardworking guy. And maybe shoot an hour uninterrupted later in the studio before he leaves back to where he lives on the West Coast out there. And can you just have an hour uninterrupted here to also get into this issue in more depth? But he's here with us now. Obviously, a lot of stuff is breaking. I already planned to play the Attorney General's opening statement. I've got a transcript of it. It was extremely powerful, saying this is all made up. You guys are a witch hunt. You're a coup against the president. You're now attacking me because I won't go along with it. Well, now Hank Johnson, we're getting the clip right now that said that Guam floats, that islands float on top of water like a raft. He now says that the Attorney General's opening statement sounded like it was written by Alex Jones and Roger Stone. So we'll have some of that opening statement and that exchange coming up. I've got a little bit of an exchange right now between him and Nadler on the big new talking point that Trump's going to lose the election, but then if he challenges it, he's a dictator and must be removed because they're going to challenge it. But Joel, start over with where you think Trump is. Look right into camera four, and what does Trump need to do to not lose? Because I agree with you, right now he's going to lose.
Well, I fear that if Trump doesn't begin to take a strong stand against this corona, this exaggerated pandemic, if he doesn't start to attack the fact that the test is invalid, the test is picking up all coronaviruses, not just COVID-19, the death rate is being exaggerated by assigning death to people who have motorcycle accidents, who have Lou Gehrig's disease, saying they died of COVID. He's got to come on the offensive and attack, because America, there's a seething undercurrent in this country of resistance against this mask mandate, of resistance against sending kids to school with masks. And they were looking for a champion. Someone's got to have the courage to come out and say the emperor has no clothes.
How would the president do that? I mean, he's got all the numbers. They said 2.2, 2.5 million would die. It's 150,000. They used the numbers of people that have died of other things in the COVID column. The Democrats sent people with pneumonias to nursing homes knowing it would create a death number. They've got blood on their hands. They're easy to destroy, and they're blaming him for the pandemic. Why the hell is he doing this?
Well, first of all, there's a net of vetting around the president that refuses to let him see anything that he doesn't get on TV within his own personal quarters. And he watches, you know, Fox News, which won't touch this conspiracy other than Tucker Carlson. At the Capitol Hill, for example, you had over 100 doctors testifying about why this was a false and exaggerated pandemic and all the mistakes that have been made by the establishment. And the media banned it. They wouldn't cover it. They wouldn't show it.
They now have banned the president's tweet putting out the 44-minute news conference.
Yeah.
That's incredible information control. That's like the Soviet Union.
But Donald Trump has got to get someone into the White House who can brief him on this. He lives by briefings. He doesn't do any original research. And so if he doesn't get briefed on it, it's not going to enter his head, except for what he sees on television. And unfortunately, he won't get the full story.
And that's why they've doxed Carlson's house. That's why they're around the clock trying to get him fired, because he listens to Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, but Tucker Carlson, even that, will not go deeply into conspiracy. He knows there are limits to what he can get away with on Fox News, you know, which is a false conservative news source.
Oh, he absolutely does know. I mean, he has been... if he didn't have such giant ratings, he'd already be gone.
But he is a breath of fresh air. He's interviewed people who have defied these orders. He interviewed the gym owner in New Jersey who was arrested for keeping his gym open, for taking the doors off his gym so that they couldn't close him down. They finally arrested him after 144 days of threatening him, and he's still defiant. And
meanwhile, Walmart and all the other big companies, they're essential. Think about the psychology of that. They're essential. Big companies are essential, but little people, little companies that are the most easy to go under. And I know all these small companies have tried to get online, get the stimulus money. They can't get it. Then they get online. They can't get it. We looked at it. It's a big scam. And then Jeff Bezos gets $32 billion.
And there's a lot of innovation that's not happening right now because of the instabilities in the markets. For example, the construction crews are still busy and they're still working because all those contracts were signed and implemented before COVID. But very little new stuff is being signed. So we're linking in a second wave of a depression. When this hits next year, it's not going to be the same year.
Exactly. I have a lot of friends that are in construction, and they said, we're busy now and finishing stuff early because there's nothing new.
That's right. Now, I'm here to tell you, I think, Alex, I've got a gut feeling they never intend to let us free from these pandemics. They never intend to let us free again.
The UN had said that.
Yeah. And Bill Gates laughed when he was talking in an interview and talking about the next pandemic is really going to get their attention. They planned this one in advance. They knew years in advance. Even Fauci said this administration will face a major pandemic. And now Gates is saying the next one will really get their attention. He's planning it.
That's right. He said the next one, this is just a drill, he said. This is really a test on Colbert. He said the next one will be terrorist and will be much worse. And he started grinning like a devil.
Yes, he did. So
what's up with Bill Gates? Why does he celebrate when Fareed Zakaria goes, we're never reopening? And Gates goes, that's right. He gets so happy. What is that demonically when he looks so happy?
Well, as you know, and we've talked before in the show, there is a satanic connection in the entire deep state and globalist conspiracy. These things are done by revelation and guidance at the highest level, not to the intermediate yes man, the stupid idiots that Lenin used to call them. But Gates is one of those useful idiots to this conspiracy.
So you think he's not even in the inner circle?
No, I don't think so. He's a lightweight. When you look at him mentally, you know, this is not a heavier. Soros was the inner circle. Kissinger was the inner circle. Brzezinski was the inner circle. But not Gates. Gates.
I agree. What about the Rothschilds? They're pretty high up.
Oh, yeah, they're very, very high up, Rothschild. And the, you know, a lot of people get concerned about who is at the actual. It really doesn't matter who's at the.
Because they're just ringwraiths of Satan.
That's right. We know that this has got satanic direction. That's the only reason it could be going for centuries. I mean, it starts clear back in the former centuries, and it keeps going. No single evil person could set this in motion and keep it in motion.
Doesn't the Bible call that the mystery of evil?
Yes, yes. It's got to be revelatory, and it isn't at a high level. I mean, at a low level or immediate level. But they use mostly control aspects for people at the intermediate. They promise them wine, women, and songs, the you know, power, money, immunity from prosecution. And that's what we're seeing all across the board with the way that Jeffrey Epstein was covered up for years and the way that Maxwell is being treated, you know, in the courts. This is immunity, and they're going to do it. We're not going to get justice. I don't think Bill Barr, even though he's playing loyal to Trump, is going to let Durham or have Durham ever reveal. It's going to just continue to investigate until after the election, and then it'll die because Donald Trump, I predict, will not be reelected.
And did you predict he'd get elected? I think you did.
No, I didn't. No. I did. I really thought that they would, through the manipulation of the election, which they tried, and they manipulated up to 10% of votes, but it wasn't enough. It was an overwhelming surprise.
That's right. He had such a landslide that they almost stole it. He barely made it over. Right.
He just barely made it
over. But now they're ready for it.
That's right. I mean, we've already lost the states that he gained by nip and tuck in the Electoral College. Even Florida may go blue in this next election. I mean, I think we saw in the midterm election how we got those additional votes for the Democrats. I think it's going to be an acceleration of that. I mean, there's just so much corruption in the election process.
And I'm not trying to give people bad news. I'm not trying to be a big bummer here. But clearly, again, they're going to contest if they don't win. They're already engaged in fraud. And then if Trump challenges it, they're going to say he's a dictator and burn everything down. I mean, they're now, that's all they're saying, like parrots.
But, you know, Alex, it's my opinion that these people, like Nadler and others in there, are so rabid, and Pelosi, so rabidly, and they can't control themselves. That's why they're actually going over the top. I don't think there's any intention to have to overthrow, and they're putting out this dictatorial stuff about Trump. I think it's because they're simply almost irrational now in their hatred of Donald Trump, not because that's going to be actually necessary. I think the people who control things under the scene have got things. They know they're going to be able to defeat him. They know they've got the votes. They know they've got the corruption. They know they're going to use voting by mail and the way to corrupt that type of thing. But these people out there in front of the cameras, they're over the top. And I just don't think they can control what they're saying. It's embarrassing.
Look at the Washington Post. 12 signs Trump would try to run a fascist dictatorship in a second term. There's another Washington Post headline where it says he'll have to be driven from office if he challenges the election, that those that aid him will be arrested.
It's just fear-mongering, though. They're just painting this picture of Trump as the monster. And they're blaming him for COVID, for not doing whatever.
But it's not too late. I'm tempted to go every day bullhorn the White House. I know he's heard it before. He never is able to call me anymore. I know Roger talks to him some, and we need Roger to just tell him to go after COVID, expose the COVID fraud.
That's what we need to get through. And we need to get an advisor into the White House who can feed him the information.
That's the number one thing, folks. I totally agree with Joel Skousen.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.